teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, take all the glory right now in the name of Jesus, as I want to remind them, right in your presence, you are the pastor of Fountain, Holy Spirit. You are their pastor. You are pastoring through me, and I realize it. So I see to their hearing, so they can know where it's coming from. And here you are now, present to bless, to teach, to uplift. We are all ears. Jesus, take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, it's the easiest way for your marriage to work. Let your wife know that the Holy Ghost is your husband. That means that you're telling your wife, I'll be more yielded to the Holy Spirit in dealing with you from henceforth. And the Holy Ghost will take note of that. Tell your finances. You'll be shocked. He's a helper. Standing by. Glory be to God. Yeah, a good place to start today is in John chapter 7, verse 37. Hallelujah. On the last day, John 7, 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. There's a lot to drink today. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart or belly will flow rivers. Somebody shout rivers. Shout rivers. Shout rivers. Rivers. What kind of rivers? I can hear you. Rivers of living water. I'm full of his life. That's what he says. But hear what Jesus said there. That great day was a great day. Great day, great, great, great. Only that for many of them, it didn't turn out to be great. But it was a great day of the feast. Because they didn't fully understand what was happening. There had been some discussion with the disciples before. Are we going to, not go? And some were kind of afraid. That, no, they see they're trying to kill you. When it got to a point where he knew he had to go, he just said, let's go. And then by the time he was approaching there, I mean, you know, they would have gone to the pool Siloam to fetch water. The priest would have gone to fetch water to come and fill. The water would have so much filled and then be flowing out, you know. But the people that were there, that went, they were coming out still like they went in. So he shouted. And that was the last day. Feast has been on. Oh, he shouted. The Bible says, that day of the great feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone are like that. So my first question is this. Is somebody thirsty today? I can hear you. I am thirsty. I'm praying for more. I'm looking for intimacy. With the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Jesus said, if anyone, so you are qualified. It didn't say if believers. It didn't say if unbelievers. If anyone is thirsty, and I dare say today in the name of Jesus, for anyone that is thirsty under the sound of my voice, yeah, 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 you drink. You will drink to overflow. I will drink to overflow. In the name of Jesus. Katoro Moshandala Baba Baba Baba. Come and drink. For you to believe, to come and drink, out of your belly shall flow. I say, out of your belly shall flow. Out of my belly shall flow rivers. Rivers of living water. Rivers of life. I mean life. Tell yourself, say, my belly. Out of my belly. Rivers of life. Rivers of life. Rivers of life shall flow. Not that it will sit there. No, it will flow. Flow through my system. Flow out of my system. Rivers of life. Rivers of life out of my belly. Rivers of life. My kashada. Because I believe him. And I'm taking a drink. Rivers of life shall flow. Rivers of life. Rivers of life flows out of my belly. Whether I'm sleeping, whether I'm awake, rivers of life. He said it. Jesus said it. I believe him. Hallelujah. Shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, out of his heart or belly will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. So, can you see it's becoming easier? Every testimony you've heard today or ever heard here or anywhere, yours can surpass it. I'm not just, it's not by way of competition. I'm just speaking the word. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, capital S, whom those believing in him will receive. At that time, nobody had received it. I hope you understand. So the question now is this. Is there any believer here today? That means you have received. Are you sure? Then what's the problem? Because we have him, and yet we don't know we have him like we have him. It says if you believe, you will receive. Receive what? The Holy Ghost. And you have received. I have received. Don't you think it's time right now, not tomorrow, not the next 10 minutes, for something to begin to change for you now? With this knowledge, I feel the fire. Wow. I feel the fire. The kind of testimony that you've never heard anywhere, get ready. In the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. I give God the glory for this message. Hallelujah. And this is spoken concerning the Spirit, whom those who believe in him will receive. Not those who believe though. Believing in him will receive. Those who believe and continue to believe in him will continue to receive. You will never be left a minute without the Holy Ghost. That's it. Get to know, get to understand that. That's where I'm going, and that's where I'm pressing today. But this he spoke, for the Holy Spirit at the time was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Fire. So, listen to me. Test drives me to him. And he fed me. Hallelujah. And that on my belly begins to flow rivers. Why? Because I believe in him. And it's now at the time. Because he said, was not yet given because Jesus was not glorified. But right now, he's given. So when you hear me say, the Holy Ghost is in me, I'm glorifying Jesus. I'm demonstrating that Jesus Christ is glorified. For me to come and say, shalabala baba baba, I'm demonstrating the glorification of Jesus. If it never happened, had Jesus not been glorified? See, when I'm saying I am filled with all the fullness of God, I am worshiping God and exalting the glorified Jesus. It's a demonstration of the fact that he is already glorified. So it's a joy for him to see you filled and flowing. It's joy. Celebration. You don't need to pursue signs and wonders. Your words will carry power. Because you are celebrating the exaltation of Jesus. Okay, we're just getting to know the Holy Ghost and getting to know who he is and what God has done through him and is doing through us. And so we are enjoying ourselves. Yes, but at the same time, we are worshiping our Master. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'll give a scripture to back that up. Acts chapter 2. So in the corner of the room, Bakashura, Brababakura, Marabukushundara, Nekete, Ruraburu, Makashandele, you are exalting Jesus. Look at Acts chapter 2. Glory be to God. I want to take it from verse 32. 32. Yeah. This Jesus, that was Peter talking on the day of Pentecost, when there was that great commotion. And what led to that? Praise God. What led to that? There had been like a rushing mighty wind that descended on the upper room. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? But why would seeming rushing mighty wind just descend? Identify or isolate a building and just chew all over them? Because there were 120 hungry people there. 120 hungry people. That's all. They changed the entire world. History has said that there were more than 500, or about 500. But on that day, there were 120 hungry people left. They changed the world. Somebody's about to change the world. In the name of Jesus. Change the world for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus, through the help of the Holy Spirit. Some of them went to school, some of them never went to school. It wouldn't matter. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, Acts chapter 2. Yeah, okay. This Jesus, okay, so that happened. So he was explaining in the sermon. Hallelujah. He says, this Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted, can you hear that? Being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. It happened because he's now exalted. He's now glorified. His exaltation is exalting me. Shakata la ba 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 ba. Loro maya kata la barakashanda. There's a flow. So you can imagine all the things that you're touching with just one move. Look at this in scripture in TPT. Let me just show them. TPT. Yeah. Can't you see it? God has resurrected Jesus, and we all have seen him. Then God exalted him to his right hand upon the throne of upon the throne of what? Highest what? Read again. Upon the throne of what? So the fact that you are filled with the Holy Ghost, and I say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, Mashuka, pa, 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 you are saying that he's exalted to the post of the highest honor. Highest honor. You are worshiping Jesus, man. No wonder you get edified. No wonder you get built up. Rather than get frustrated with anything in life, Sit down, put some music in. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above the. Let your glory
be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth.
And how are you doing that? Because when you speak in tongues, you speak what? Mysteries unto God. You're exalting Him. The only reason we can speak in tongues and grab the Holy Ghost, He's exalted. The highest honor. The highest honor. I'm praying that God will create a hunger and fast in you. Oh, sorry, and hunger and thirst rather in you. And pray for me. For the Holy Spirit. I tell everybody that hears, as a fountain is a different place. We're a wonderful church. A church of the future. A greatly loving people. And as you mean, no competition. Enjoying the blessings and comfort of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Remember in the book of Luke, talk about hunger and talk about thirst. First of all, in Matthew chapter 5, I think verse, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. What will happen to them? I can hear you. So for you to ever get hungry, be assured you'll be filled. Ah, the amen is weak. Say, I shall be filled, I shall be filled, I shall be filled, I shall be filled. Yeah. In Jesus' name, I shall be filled. Oh, yeah. I shall be filled. That's what he says. If you dare get hungry, you dare get thirsty, you'll be filled. You'll be. Yeah. So settle that. That's why I'm praying that you'll be hungry. You will be. From today, get hungry. In the name of Jesus. Let nothing bother you. All things that bothered you over the past, just get hungry for the Holy Ghost. And watch Him. Yeah. Because it's those who are hungry that will come to drink. Don't know you are thirsty. You know the problem of the prodigal son? Pride. We all suffer it sometime or the other. But he was youthful, very juvenile. So he ran into a lot of trouble. But be assured that no matter how far gone your children are, they are coming back in Jesus' name. No, they are coming back. You say, why? Because he's a covenant-keeping God. You know the problem of the guy? He got to a stage where fair weather friends left him. He thought he had it all. Usually that's the way it is with younger people. And that's why we can just not leave them to themselves. While we give them the independence to develop themselves, we are shadowing them from behind just to advise and to pray for them. We can't shove anything down their throats. No. We should have done some better work earlier. But that's all right. But it's never too late. Just involve the Holy Ghost more. That's all. So, very far away. Do you know when he began to come back to himself? Hunger. Think about it. Go and read it. He was disturbed. Ha. May God make you hungry. In the name of Jesus. May God make me hungry. Hungrier than now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody was talking to me, said, you want to get hungrier than the way you are? I said, so what will be left? I say, I'm just discovering now. When I master it, I will plunge into it. I say, you are just discovering. I say, what are we going to do? I say, keep following me as I'm following him. And keep on praying for me. We are just starting. You say, what do you mean you're just starting after 30 years? Every new day is a new beginning with God. If his mercies are new, what are you doing with stale mercies? Yeah, God has been good to me, so I don't want more. Please be careful. I want plenty more. The manner of faces is never good enough for today. Never. In fact, don't store it. This one that you are holding, you don't want people to hear. What if God didn't give you? Share. Cast the bread. He said, cast the bread what? On many waters. They will come. So I wish you then the formula. What do you have that you have not been given? Celebrate Jesus, man. Yeah. So that was his problem. He said he would look at the the pigs that he was, and those who are enjoying, smelling and, how can't I be happy like this? Maybe I should eat what they are eating. Then he came to himself and said, how many of my father's servants and slaves had so much to eat and extra? And I'm suffering. It was hunger. So I pray, whatever the devil has used to torment you until now, let it become a hunger that will drive you to your father. In the name of Jesus. I say, drive you to your father. In the name of Jesus. And watch what he said. He didn't continue to complain, this, how the people I helped, they did this to me, they are fighting me, they didn't do this to me. I spent the money for them, I bought a car for that one, I bought that one, I said I would marry her. That one, No. My father's house has plenty to eat. I will arise, I'm going to my father. Stop cementing yourself in the past, your past failures, your past disappointments. The past offenses. That's why you are struggling to up to today. That's why you are spreading to people. Stop it. Declare your future. That's how the Holy Ghost works. I will arise and go to my father. And I will tell him, I've sinned against God. And I've sinned against you. Certainly he has in the future. Before he got there, the future met him. I see the future rushing towards you. In the name of Jesus, say I receive a fresh dose of hunger and thirst for him. I receive it. In my life, within me, it's only life. No place for death. Life. Filled with all the fullness of God. Out of my belly flows rivers of life. You say, but why does he do it that way? It's a covenant keeping God. Is it Psalm 36? She says, how excellent, how excellent is thy love. Is is thy loving kindness, is thy loving kindness. Oh, therefore the children of men, therefore the children of men, every time pull their trust. will make me continuously drink out of the river of his pleasure. He will ever satisfy. Come and drink. Out of your belly shall flow. As you go out today, in people's lives, there will be a flow from you. You will walk past people, they will say, wow. They will have an interaction with you, they will come back to say, please pray for me. Because you are conscious of what is flowing out of you. Come on, give the Lord a good clap of it. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shomolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. And God bless you.